Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of washing dishes? Well, flip the way you clean them. Introducing Dawn Platinum Easy Squeeze. It's a new upside-down bottle with no cap. You just grab and squeeze. Platinum's upgraded, more powerful formula breaks down and removes grease 4 times faster. Huh, nice. No flip, no mess. Platinum is also a go-to grease cleaner for your sink, your countertops, and your pre-treat stains on laundry. Faster, easier, new Dawn Platinum Easy Squeeze. Flip the way you clean dishes.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Your problems, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it together. Yeah. When you say you love me, it don't mean nothing. If you care, you'd be there like you used to be. Yeah. I'm searching for the words to make you realize that I want you to stay. Oh, yeah. There's a position
nah, baby, nah, baby.
Ooh, Facebook ain't blocked me. Anna, welcome to the Caesar Show. Brother, oh, shout out to the 90s. What a track, a hot track. You do it every time, brother. Oh, thank you and honor to you and thank you for all that you do. Brother, oh, welcome to the Caesar Show, airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Please feel free to call in the area code 516-453-9133. That's, again, area code 516-453-9133. Please feel free to call in. Please press the number 1 to join the conversation. I want to say the best to everybody through it all. Peace of mind to everyone. Perfect health and perfect sight to everyone. I want to say honor to my son, Jalen, of 17 years, walked this earth and made the transition an incredible transition on October 27th, 2022. Very powerful, powerful being. And I am just honored to even speak about him. And he is so powerful, the world going to have to read about him in another life. His mother is so powerful, you're going to have to read about me more effectively in another life. Baby, that's who we are. We those kind of beings that walk the earth, just like it was said in the Bible, those will come and do greater work. So here we are during the times of revelations, the times of the raptures. You see what I'm saying? And tonight I'm going to talk about, thank you, Brother O, for the threads. Tonight I'm going to talk about the prophecy of the male child. When I speak about my son, I speak it for all males, honey. It ain't no particular person because my son represent the new world. My son represent what the Christian family seem to still struggle with in the Bible that they got. You see what I'm saying? But even the Bible told you that you would struggle. David told you you would struggle because the Bible tell you what to do. It tell you what not to do. It tell you what to do. And it also tell you how to go into your spirit. So here we are on the planet. And like Paul said in the last 5 books, who would know thy truth? Would know thy truth. In the end. So here we are. People have been programmed. Unfortunately, they don't have to agree with that. See, when you come from God, you don't need no validation. When you come from God, you don't need the world to see you. When you come from God, honey, you don't need no agreements, honey. When you come from God, you don't need words necessarily. You don't need validation. You don't need someone to acknowledge you. When you come and you bring forth the presence and the omnipresence of God in you, you don't need a world in this condition to okay you or to disagree with you. It wouldn't matter for the people who agree with me, because people will agree with you 1 minute and change their mind a different minute because they don't remember what the Bible talk about. See, we fight against, not against flesh and blood, but against principality. This is the rapture. We in the diversion. We living on earth in flesh and blood in the core of the revelation. So when we come and speak, which you have not seen before, I would be that one like many others. I'm supposed to speak what you have not seen nor heard before. See, the Bible already told the Christian and the Catholic family this, so there shouldn't be a problem. My generation and my children's generation, we come to make the hair stand up on your skin. We come to touch the demons that's still in you when you wouldn't even believe that. That is what our generation, especially those born in the late 60s, 70s, 80s, and these children on this planet. When I speak about the male child, see, the Bible, David already told you about this in Proverbs. He told you to the core to not provoke the child, but in Exodus, you were told not to be taught by another person. That means that the whole world should have never gave their kids away 5 days a week. That's a problem. You got to be kidding me. But we come to know that the world, right, would only pick out certain scriptures that would satisfy them and then justify the rest of it, and then look at the rest of us in this world, unfortunately, through a smoke and mirror that ain't got nothing to do with the word of God that you read. It don't have nothing to do with the word of Christ that you read. Things that come out of the people's mouth have nothing to do with Christ, and that's the problem. See, those who even walk with Christ had him messed up. See, that was the problem. See, we learned today. So even Christ is in your heart, right? All right, then, as a Christ-like being. So the correction of Christ would be, see, his 12 disciples, he didn't pick six of them. They were picked for him, and that's why he had a problem. That's why there was jealousy. See, we growing and we evolving as a golden race. You understand me? So even Yahshua, who the world is calling Jesus, but my boy Yahshua, the Black Panther. Oh, by the way, you should go watch the movie Black Panther 2. Yeah, that's my family too. See, the same family and some of these names that you read about, we walking the earth right now. We are here. We're here. Why wouldn't we be? We come from God. If you can pray and say that you come from God and call on a man named Jesus for all your life, then I can speak about how I come from God. Didn't God make everybody different? So who are you to say that what I speak don't come from God? See, in the Bible it said, how could you believe in me if you don't believe in what I made that you can see, but you cannot see me? See, that's the problem with this world. See, people use their walls and their childhood trauma and their teenager trauma to justify what they read in the Bible and wear a mask to justify a truth that was never the truth, but it was only to justify their demons. Come on, family alike. You see what I'm saying? So all of that come back to the male child. That's why I'm speaking about Jesus. This is why I'm speaking about Moses, the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus. You see what I'm saying? Let's talk about it. Because that seemed to be everybody's excuse or everybody's crutch or everybody's truth. The Bible. Most people in the world. Ain't nobody talking to you, Ashe people. Ain't nobody talking to you because you don't know what to believe. So we ain't talking to y'all at all tonight. Because I can get a message through to those who go to church every Sunday faster than those who talk about full moon and talk about crystals and chakras for the same 10 years over and over. So don't get me twisted because you are Shane over here and you Grand Rising over here because half of y'all suspect too. So anyway, in saying that, speaking of the male child, all these names I'm bringing up, males, right? The same males that people speak about, right? The same males that left a message in a book that got everything to do with what the whole world is looking at today, the darkness. See, my son spoke about darkness. My son spoke about the anointing in him, but not only in him. My son would do lectures as young as the age of 10 years old to speak about his great generation. This kid has written 18 books at the age of 10 years old. And you mean to tell me that children need to be in school? I know a young man that I gave birth to, honey, that removed COVID-9-1 from 4+ million people the first year. I know a young man that demonstrate in videos at the age of 10 how he removed bullets from a young man that was 16 years old who got shot in the top of his head 6 years ago. And the bullet went in between, into the top of the head and in between the sinus cords. My son have a video right now on a Facebook app demonstrating, speaking on how he moved the bullet over, and that boy is alive today. Now that young man have lost his eye from the impact of the bullet that went into the top of his head, and the impact took his eye out, one of his eyes, excuse me. But that child is still alive today. See, the great works that spoke about, see, I'm talking to the Christian family. I'm talking to us. See, the great works. I gave birth to the great works, and so did so many millions of others. The great works. See, we give birth to children that read encyclopedias at the age of 2 and 5 years old. I gave birth to a child that could tell you the entire human body by the age of 5. But wait a minute, that same Jesus guy you always calling on and praying to, right? That same young man, when he was 5, was bringing bodies back from the dead. I don't care if you ain't seen it in the Bible. That's the problem. Didn't God tell you in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, to seek my face and that the church is foolish? Oh! Didn't Jesus say he's not religious? We don't listen. We hard-headed. Didn't Jesus say, don't look to me, look to the Son? We don't listen. That's the problem. I'd advise you to go back and read the Bible to all of you who use my brother's name, who the world called Jesus, Yahshua. I'd advise you to my people, as I'm learning with you, right? That's another male prophet that came. Uh-huh. That male prophet in the Bible that people calling on his name all over the world, Jesus, but I know his eternal name, Yahshua, right? That man spoke about my generation, your grandchildren generation, your great-grandchildren generation. That's alive today in flesh and blood. What is the problem? I come to speak to you, and I come to remind you. I come to have an uncommon conversation. Huh? I think I deserved that on the planet after my whole soul then took on a whole body and came into flesh and brought a son into flesh to reveal to the world about the soul. There are children right now being born, males being born talking. There are males being born walking before the umbilical cord is cut. And that's another problem, the umbilical cord. Our body parts are being stolen. But why are they being stolen? Because we don't listen to the Bible. We don't listen to our heart. No, we don't. No, we don't. Because us around the world sitting here calling some Jesus name, please. Sitting here talking about some God that you pray to, please. Please. Huh? Then what is the problem with the truth that is before us? What is the problem with us listening, right? And church folks all see church people speak from pain. They don't speak from the Bible. They just use the Bible as a crutch to justify their darkness and point the finger at other people. That's what's going on. And the Bible talk about that too. Please call in. I'll talk about the male child. If you got a son, you can call in. Don't you want to speak about the goldness in your son, the perfection of your son, the benevolence of your son, the intelligence in your son? Don't you have a son to speak up for that don't nobody understand, but you understand him? Don't you want to speak about a son that you know can touch and heal? My son had the power to bring bodies back from the dead. Why would he not? Why would he not? But speaking about body parts being stolen. See, the placenta, your body part is being taken away. But see, the Bible talked to you about the tricks of the world. Wise man cutting the umbilical cord because we chose to believe in what someone else said. But your Bible tell you not to do that. God tell you not to believe in one that's in flesh. Oh, Lord, here we go. Then church people stupid. Not all of them. They talk to you from their demons. They say, what scripture is that? See, that's when us church people want to run from truth. And we try to say, oh, well, what verse is that? You see how we run trying to be smart? Come on, big bro. Come on, bro. Come on, brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to say this. You know, you said, talk about the healing of the land. You know, my son is a culinary chef. And healing of the land is being able to make the food taste great, healthy-wise. You know, we had, of course, my brother last night, right? Jesus, we had our brother, Chef Yosef. My son can do the same thing the chef can do. You know what I'm saying? It's about praying over the food, healing the food, making sure people are prosperous. And, you know, my son right now is at the University of California at Berkeley. So proud of him. You know what I'm saying? And the work that he's doing in Northern California right now, you know, working at the San Francisco Hilton, you know what I mean, as an apprentice chef. And just like Jalen, you know, may he travel on because, you know, he ain't resting. He's still warring out there in the forces of this so-called aquatic planet. But however, my son, he got his feet down and he's doing great things. You know, I taught him how to be a great partner, you know, to my future daughter-in-law. Her name is Angel. So proud of her, you know, studying veterinary medicine. And, you know, they're trying to build that union so that way my grandchildren can be great. That's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? These are my aspirations, the reason why I raised him to be the great person that he is. And I love my son. You know what I mean? He's one of those forces in this universe. You know what I mean? I'm a fall back. I got no more to say. I said what I said.
Thank you, big bro. Awesome. Honor to who I call my nephew, your son. Proud of him over the last 3 years of you all coming into my life and vice versa. And thank you for your love for Kenyatta and Jalen that you always asked about since we met. Much love to you, Brother O. And just speaking about the male child, the advancement in the male child, important, very important. See, it's impossible. See, women have to become like man. This is very important for a woman to become like man. But see, in this world, we've been shut off to limitations of our own children, of our own lives, of even though with our parents. A lot of people don't really know what their parents been through because our parents didn't talk. Excuse me, our parents didn't talk much. And this is why our world is changing, to bring things to the table, to break these chains and to be honest and stop living in the world where we get mad at people, we judge people, and we don't even understand what we talking about. This is ridiculous. And this world is sitting here talking about God. This is ridiculous. This world has conditioned itself to wear fucking masks, and this is why people get mad. That ain't God. This is why people get mad at you, right? This church folk, this is ridiculous, full of crap. That is not God. No, our people are full of shit and using God in vain. See, that's why when people get angry, when they get upset, that don't have nothing to do with God. It have nothing to do with them using Jesus' name in vain. It don't have nothing to do with that word that these people, the people in the world, choose to attach themselves to and represent and keep saying this man's name who called Jesus. That's a doggone shame. See, these the principalities. See, the people call on the Jesus all day, right? A male prophet. But will not address what's spoken in the Bible about the principalities of earth. That's the problem. See, this world, whether this world has chosen what we want to deal with and then turn around and wear a mask and get mad at people. See, people been conditioned by fuckery, not God, not Jesus. These terms are being used as a crutch. This is why church folks get upset with people, because they really, for they do not know. They have no understanding. You understand me? They just think that they're better than you because they hide behind a fucking mask just like the next person across the planet. That's why it doesn't work. The same person that they calling on, Jesus, the boy went through the same shit. The same shit. The same. People didn't listen to him. It's the same behavior that he talking about. And see, this world is changing because that's not working anymore. These young men, especially 25 and under, are here for a new age. They are a new heaven. They are a new being, a new species that the world has not seen. Next track, Brother O. Thank you, baby.
Here we go. Girl, you got it going on. To the break of dawn. From your head to your toes. Cause Black Street knows. You're the sexy movie maker and a crazy rock shaker. Just go with the flow, cause I want you to know. Love is written on your face. I want the crazy rough shit.
I want
they go with the solo, baby. And I want you to know.
I want life is too short to spend it all alone.
I
we could be together, make a happy home.
I want
if you just open up to me. For ifs and maybes, I want you to tell me right now that you're good to go, and we will go to the swing, and forever you will be mine. Oh, oh, hey,
baby, won't you be mine?
Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine, baby?
Break it down from your head to your toes. Cause Black Street knows you're the sexy move maker. You're the crazy rough shaker. Just go with the flow.
Hey.
Welcome back, everybody. We got caller number one. Welcome to the Sheezus Show. Caller number one, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace and blessings, my sister Sheezus.
Hey, Mama Bessie. Anna, baby. Anna, great mother.
Yes, I wanted to tell you that I'm sorry for the loss of your son, and I support you in your spiritual journey on keeping him alive in your heart.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, have you seen the animals reacting to the world today. I saw, and I think many other people saw, where the animals are going in circles. They are going in circles like the sheep. The deers, and some of the aquatic life. Do you feel that this is a great meaning from the Most High?
Yes, I'm one who communicate with animals, understand what the soul of them. Like, my cats are three lions. Then my fourth cat is from another world, a feline world. My cat is a lion that sit in front of the gates of heaven called the Sphinx to the world. My dog is a part of the wolf pack when we walk the earth as wolves. My son, me and my son were wolves at a time. My dog is a wolf, but he in a cane corso form right now. My cat outside is a dragon. I used to fly during the times of King David with me and my son were the children of King David. And then I work with people as in the communication and help them, assist them with understanding their animals. And also my four cats communicate with me and show me every dimension in the entire solar system. The cats show me what's coming into the planet. The cats sit at each door in your house. You know what I'm saying? My father and my son. I can see my son, honey. He playing the game with his eyes in the new heaven. So I work with my son every day. My son is standing on the planet that I built for the world, for the new world. So, yes, I'm very familiar. The birds as well. The birds ain't nothing but what people call dragons and shit. You know what I'm saying? The birds are communicating with everybody. The birds have a telepathic communication, but the people don't remember shit from heaven. So the birds, remember, the birds are communicating with the people across the world, but you know, Mama Bessie, you already know, the people calling on Jesus all day, but can't understand what the Bible said about what you just asked and what I just said, right?
Yes.
The animals not even running away no more. The deers aren't running. The rabbits are standing still. Some of the birds will follow you down the block. You see what I'm saying? The animals are communicating. They are talking. I communicate with four cats in my house, plus the fifth one, every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Four cats that show me all dimensions. They show me evil coming into the planet to fuck me up so I can stop it. You know what I'm saying? The cats show me why a child is in the emergency room and give me the seals on how to stop the evil that inflicted the child. So I work and communicate to that extreme on the planet of flesh and blood, and so does my son. My son used a cat to stop women. 50 million women were attacked on the planet 2 months ago with heavy cramps. Couldn't even stay at work or in school. I had to take my daughter off of work. So the cat had the power to stop the being that inflicted 50 million women on the planet 2 months ago, and I had to take my own kid out of work. So I say all of that to say this shit is real. We are in revelation. The world should be in communication with the animals. If you got an animal in your house, you should be in communication. The animals are communicating. They're going to show you they are part of heaven. We should remember everything about heaven, every corner of heaven. Shit.
Yes, yes. Shit. Well, I thank you. I was, I saw that, and I saw another video where there were crows that they were all flocking together. They were staying in one position. So I felt that these animals are speaking, and that Creator is giving them the power to show us and to warn us that something is coming. So I love you, and I appreciate everything that you say and do, my dear. I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. My show will be on tomorrow night, and I just want to say I love you, Jesus.
Aw, I love you, Anna, great mother. Oh, man. Yo, she done got me started. I try not to change the subject on this motherfucker. But she did. Ooh, excuse me, whatever, to those who need a Kleenex because of what I just said. Excuse you. I hope you sleep good tonight. You should never let what somebody else say change your emotions. You should be happy. And if you ain't, you should be at peace. And if you ain't, you should understand how to be comfortable in your uncomfortability. Hello. Hello. I can teach you that, too. How to be comfortable in your uncomfortability. You should be operating in your heart anyway. Whatever. Which, that was so powerful. My son write in his 18 books. My son write about the animals and about what Mama Bessie just spoke about. My son, again, the boys know, and them crows she talk about, that's being seen all around, everybody online, people talking about it. Brother, oh, next track, baby. Right? Yeah. Okay.
You know, baby, tonight's the night, tonight's the night. I know I've been promising you everything in the world.
Tonight's the night, tonight's the night.
But tonight's the night,
tonight's the night, tonight's the night.
Me and you, me and you.
Tonight's the night.
You're
Oh, brother. Oh. Another hot track. Thank you, brother. Oh, shout out to the 90s again. Yeah. Left off talking about animals. And I believe the last thing I said that my son wrote about animals, when I said that he wrote 18 books at the age of 10, he's writing about the animals. Writing about the animals. And yes, the Titans. Yes, the new Titans. Yes, the new Titans. I'm speaking of the new Titans, the new Earth, the new aquarium, Atlantis. So, yes. So, most of the ancestors, I am an ancestor. So is most of these other people down here. You know what I'm saying? The rest of the ancestors, them, they trapped. Shit me. You can't tell? Shit me. So, anyway, yeah, they stuck in old dimensions. But anyway, some of the ancestors ain't good. Ain't nothing good about them. Mm-hmm. Some of them wicked, honey, be telling you to do things you don't need to do. Still be stuck in a circle somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, the last thing I was speaking of was animals. And I could add to that to get back into the male prophecy that my son wrote about animals, but many of the children communicate with the animals. A lot of children communicate with animals that's in the home with you, but the children just don't talk to you about it right now, just like my children didn't talk to me. And then I come to learn that my son is in communication and taught me how to communicate, broke it down to me and my daughter, how they communicate with animals, how my son can see inside the animals and break it down in his remembrance. Right, but we have children, again, that's being born talking. Why wouldn't we? When do you know how the world call on a man named Jesus all day? You know what I'm saying? When he was born to what people call Mary, but the real name was Ceres. You know what I'm saying? He said, "Behold, I am." So that ain't nothing new. It's children that's being born right now, and they walking, walking, walking before the umbilical is caught. That ain't nothing new, but it is new because we a new species. The only reason why I say that ain't nothing new, because the world was programmed to listen to the world and not to the heart. Honey, please. You know what I'm saying? So please call in at 516-453-9133 plus number one to join the conversation. Don't you have a son to speak about how powerful he is, how intelligent he is, how creative he is, how talented he is? A lot of y'all with small children, the way that your children be drawing, how your young children can see spirits and start speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking about spirits. I'm talking about the crystal children that was born 99 to 2005. Then I'm talking about the rainbow children. You see what I'm saying? That was born from 2005 to about 2014. Then I'm talking about the golden crystal children that was born from 2014 to right now, 2022. Many of these children, 20 million of these children, have never been to this planet before. Like me, my son, I built the planet. Me and my son is a part of an aquatic civilization. So we lived inside the earth for over 24 million years inside the earth. So this ain't nothing new for us. We are one of the oldest civilizations that ever lived. So again, me and my son, we lived inside the earth for over 24 million years, where we go to school, where we have all of our technology, our temples. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, or you don't see. Oh, well, you should know the truth. You talk about God all day. You call on God. You pray on God. That should not be disclosed from you. Your little Bible tell you the same thing. Please. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, speaking of these male children, the woman would have to become like man, like a male, in order to understand the male. The nurturing of a woman. See, since people always talk about the Most High and talk about somebody else in the sky that got power over you, well, okay. Well, let's talk about it then. That's all I'm doing is talking about the same being that you pray to, the same being that you feel got all this power over your life. I just go deeper into it because I know this being that you talk about, you should be able to see what you call God. Clear as day, every day. What is the problem? The way the world call on Jesus, you should be able to see this being full blown. This don't make no sense. The Bible tell you that you should be able to see my kingdoms while standing on the planet in flesh. What is the problem? So let me speak the word on this planet in the way I speak it, I know. What's the difference? You went and sat in the church with someone else to tell you about it. You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. You was raised in the church for another person to tell you about what's called God. I'm doing the same thing. Whatever. Because I don't sound the way the pastor sound, because we was brainwashed to it. It's a problem. I thought so. Caller number two calling in. Yo, welcome to the Jesus Show. What's your name and where is you calling from? And thank you, honey, for calling.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we got beards like all the righteous men mentioned all throughout the scriptures. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm out here chilling. First of all, I want to say to God we belong, to God we shall return, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to all the fallen soldiers, you know what I mean? We love all of you,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But check this out real quick. I'm going to be brief, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I heard you spitting darts at them about this, about these Bibles and all this, you know what I mean, about the compilation albums. You know what I'm saying? About the encyclopedia
right.
of information that we have. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't know how to crack these joints open. You know what I mean? And furthermore, I'm going to let y'all know something. I'm going to let y'all have it real quick. Because if you read your joint correctly, in Matthew, the man tell you, you know what I'm saying? He tell you, he warn you about the people who are going to be talking in his name and all that. You know what I'm saying? Matthew 24:5. You understand it? You know what I mean? Then Matthew 24:5, I'm going to say it. And then in Matthew 7:15, he tell you again, beware the false prophets. Now, who you think he talking about? I'm going to tell you who he talking about. His name is Paul, but we're going to keep it moving real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then furthermore, I'm explaining something else to you because, you know, my man was booked and he liked to write letters to everybody. You see what I'm saying? He was real. You know, it was poems, his literature, whatever he was writing. That's not scripture. That's not from God. You know, first
Word.
Of all, and then the second thing is this. If you look in Luke 24:36-43, it clearly tell you that the man wasn't killed up there. You hear me? After they found him wandering around, he told him to go get me some fish and some bread. Go get my squad so I can tell y'all something. You know what I mean? So he basically told you, touch myself. Touch me. I got bones and flesh as you have, not like a spirit. You see? So these are the clear proofs that he didn't die up there. And then check this out. Here's another thing. In Matthew 5:17-20, he tell you, don't think that I came to change the rules here. He says, verily, everything must be fulfilled through the laws of Moses. Moses, the last time I checked, who's that? That's the who gave the commandments. So check this out, right? Meaning this. That's the clear proof that Jesus was on the commandments and was in the prophets. He clearly tell you that. You know what I'm saying? And then check this out. This is what's crazy. And in Matthew, what is it? 22:34. This is what my man tell you. They was asking the nigga, yo, what is the very most important commandment of them all? And guess what he said? He said the very important one was the very first one. And if you translate the very first commandment, you know what I'm saying, in sand language, it's la ilaha illallah, you know what I'm saying, which is monotheism. So if Jesus told you that he's on with Moses was on and with the prophets was on, which is clearly in the Old Testament, which means it ain't no New Testament.
Clearly,
we know that Paul wrote letters 100 years after Jesus was dead, you know what I'm saying? He won from his squad, didn't run from him, and he was from amongst the Romans, which the Romans were his enemy. These was the niggas that was trying to kill him and drink him. You see what I'm saying?
So, period.
I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you got to read the red words and not the words in the letters.
Hello.
Check your satellites.
Right. Yo, drops Mike Philly all day. Yo, that's what's up. Yo, brother, he is so dope. He like me. As in, we on the same frequency. Anyway, next track, brother, Brother O, ooh, that was a classic. Brother O, that song did something to me. Shit, me. Dang, that was a classic. I love that song. Thank you so much for jamming tonight, as always, on the turntables, the one and the twos. Truly, truly appreciate us. So, shout out again to Philly who called in. Excuse me. See, hey, we doing it and we saying this for ourselves, for our own heart. We're not supposed to focus on what people believe, because that's the problem. You shouldn't fucking believe in nothing. Fuck out of here. That's the problem on the planet. Believing shit. Period. Period. That thought form is totally fucking up the brain, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The Bible talk about that too. You know what I'm saying? The Bible cover everything about you. Every inch, even the shit these niggas read and still could never see. They couldn't get the message. But Jesus told them they probably couldn't get the message. Moses told them you probably wouldn't get the message. David in Proverbs showed you the math on everlasting life and how to walk the planet. God already told you not to send your kids to school. Our people full of shit. But ain't no right or wrong, right? Not at all. So, there's no right or wrong. No such thing. No, it ain't. The world tell you what right or wrong is, and this is why the world is upside down now and plucking each other eyes out. And we all sectioned in a different group. You got the Christians over here, Catholic over there, 5% is over there. Fuck out of here. That's a problem. And the world don't want to accept the problem in their own mirror. I come to know that this world has a mask on that it don't even understand how to take off. This mask so stuck to the world face, this shit becomes so normal. But see, that's why you struggle in your dreams. All those who call on Jesus and pray to God ain't stop them goddamn dreams you're having. See, the rabbit hole is deeper, huh? It ain't stop how you up 3-5 in the morning and you don't understand why, but you said you know God, right? Well, you need to ask God why you up 3-5 in the morning and you got to get up for work. You need to ask your God that you praying to why you keep looking at the clock. You need to ask God what you going through in your dreams, honey. Yeah, you come from God, right? I'm just reminding you. Why you keep seeing shit that can't nobody else see? God should be telling you what that is, right? Why you keep feeling the presence of something in your room, something in your house? You should know what that is. You come from God, right? What the fuck is the problem? I've never seen an entire civilization call on something it can't see. When God even told you in the Bible, right, that you should be able to stand on the planet and see the heavens, the kingdoms. How are you going to come from God and can't see heaven? You got to be kidding me. I know you guys have a fucking excuse for this bullshit you going to say to the world. That's what Jesus was talking about. What this brother just jumped on and said, the same shit. How these people call on this boy name? And cannot understand the words that's written in red. This is ridiculous. Then I talk about a son and many of children. I work with children all around the world, honey. Right, Damon? I work with children all around the world, honey. Huh? That could move a glass across a table. I see children, they mothers send me videos of their children in supermarket stores. And they could be on the aisle with, let's say, it was a girl who, a mother who sent me a video. And they was in a vitamin store, a GNC store. And the little girl, 11 years old, she lifts the GNC vitamin bottle off the table that it was on with the power of her mind. I work with children that can remove cancer. I work with children that can remove any fucking disease in your body. I'm one of them, motherfucker. Why the fuck wouldn't I? And this boy Jesus that you call on every day, my motherfucking twin, excuse me, brother, oh, I'm lit. I always get like that. When I hear a world talk about my twin, you see what I'm saying? So what? The Bible ain't tell you about a twin. Didn't God tell you to seek his face? Didn't God tell you that the church is foolish? Again, didn't God tell you to not be taught by philosophers and you gave your child away 5 days a fucking week? You got to be kidding me. And then see, people only want to use the Bible against people that they don't understand. That's because they don't understand the God in them. Then Jesus sat there and told y'all that ye are gods. So we are gods. And then there's a problem with that. See, us people who out here speaking way past what Jesus said, we're not these people's problem. This is the mirror that people never faced in this self in this world. The fuck your goddamn head up. I'm talking about what you tremble at night. I'm talking about what you don't show people at work, what you don't show people online, what you don't show your children, what you don't show your lover. This shit that tear your mind the fuck apart, but nobody know because you wear a mask so good like the rest of the world. Nah, I got you. I know what you tremble with. I know the dreams that's fucking with your head, trying to get your attention. I know the forces that inflict all these diseases on you, your children, your family. Fuck out of here. Word. So when I speak of the male child, I speak it so powerful and very aggressive. So your program got you thinking I got to talk a certain way. That's the problem with this world now. You too control it. You don't never check the beam in your own eye. I could be somebody that can help your life forever. But no, but because of what you've been taught, Those are selfish people and narcissist people that will not accept it, that call on Jesus every time they're in trouble. These are the main people across the whole world that use God's name in vain. That's a goddamn shame. The world don't want to face the truth. See, the world don't want to face the truth about our young sons. They don't want to face the truth how this system want to label our sons, especially what's called black people. This system is after your sons. They want to vaccinate your fucking children, scare you, pump all this fear. This ain't nothing but evil on this planet. Nothing but evil. Want you to give your children away. You got to be fucking kidding me. Bad enough we use bottles and pacifiers on these babies, and they just came from inside of our bodies. So we are being transformed so that our granddaughters and our daughters and our great-granddaughters, while we still on this planet, it ain't going to be motherfucking long, because I'm getting ready to take all of you to, why not? Ain't like you know who coming back to get your ass out of here, but you know it's revelations, right? Huh? We don't want to listen to the boys. See, we're not able to get to know our children ever because you gave them away 5 days a week. That's an abomination to the word that these people calling on every day. Some most high, some the creator, the or what people call God. You got to be fucking kidding me. This is a disease going on. This is why half the world is complaining about religion. This is why, and see, Jesus wasn't even religion. See, that's a fuck up right there. That's a damn shame. That's a shame. What people are believing in has nothing to do with the Bible. It don't have nothing to do with my nigga Yahshua, who the world calling Jesus. Nothing. The people got programmed the way that the federal and evil parasites that's ran by the principalities. Our world got tricked by the evil ones on this planet setting this shit up by design and sticking people and telling them to go into a church. Girl, please, you know how many people got a relationship with what you call God and don't even walk into the church, please. That's what who they call Jesus, the male prophet, came to talk about. He was trying to get you away from that bullshit, and you walk back in and then turn around and call his name. You don't talk about that part, but you complain and point the finger at politics. You believe in stupid-ass Washington. Your governor, I mean, your president is a fucking clone. You got to be kidding me. See, the Bible talk about that, too. Why you think Revelation speak the way that it speak? Come on, man. I know. The way that I'm saying it gives you a reason to not face your mirror, right? Same old shit. You got a chance to dictate your chillin'. Tell them what to do based on what somebody programmed you into. And then when me and other people run our mouths, something you ain't even got to fucking listen to, is a problem. No, the only problem is that I speak with power and you didn't recognize the power in you. So all I'm doing is interrupting what's covering your power. That's all that is. Our people don't want to go through nothing. That's why people who run into people who are enlightened, they run, they get angry, they hang up the phone. They say to you everything that they were told to say, that they were programmed to say. People can't say nothing from their heart, from their imagination, right? See, look at the resistance right there. That's what the truth do to people. They get mad. That's how you can see the truth. Because truth is love. So why do people get mad? See, look at that. You see what I'm saying? Michael Jackson spoke about that a lot. Through a lot of his songs, honey, blaming it on the boogie. Anything else but you. This world want to point the finger at everybody. This world was programmed to fucking look at you according to the way that the world told you to look at people. That's a goddamn shame. That's dangerous. That's carnalness. And the people of earth have used the Bible in vain to cover up their fucking darkness. Yes, love you, Mike. Michael Jackson, I work with Mike. I can see Mike. Why wouldn't I? That don't make no damn sense. It just don't make sense. How can you pray and believe in something that you can't see? That's like my son. I see him every day. He's standing on a planet that I fucking built that your ass keep praying to get to. Stop playing. See, many of us extraterrestrial beings, we took on the body to come help this world. You see what I'm saying? That can't help his motherfucking self. You see what I'm saying? That's all. That's all. Yep. So I come to speak about the male trial, and that's why I keep bringing up Jesus and speak about my son, bringing up Exodus. A lot like what the brother who called in brought up. That's all right. Who would know their truth? The Bible talk about all of this. I'm talking to the church family who don't never want to hear this. I'm talking to the awakened ones too. Some of you need to get back in the Bible. The problem is you do not read that book with your spirit. And we did not shake hands with your fucking soul. Person standing on the planet. That's a parent. Since you know God, right? All right, then God made you a mother, right? So that means that you got the whole script to your child inside of you. You supposed to know when your child gonna leave Earth. You supposed to know when the fuck you gonna leave Earth. You gotta be kidding me. You niggas been praying for years to a fucking spirit that you can't see, and you don't get this shit yet, and you call on this spirit that goddamn much, cause something called God. You gotta be kidding me. So I come to speak for what you pray to in this, what's it called, Most High, that you run your fucking mouth about so much. See, you use the name, but why can you not demonstrate where you come from? Why can you not see where you come from? Why? See, go deeper into this Most High you talking about. Or not, whatever. Some of you really just use that to have something to say on this fucking planet. Especially those who pray to what's called God. You got to be fucking kidding me. If Jesus, ain't no if, Jesus told you, those who coming after me doing greater works. I ain't talking to you funny ass niggas who don't believe in shit, that don't understand shit, excuse me. Because those who have awakened, now you in a fucking gray area right now. You don't understand shit. Those who just awakened, nothing. Your shit is harder than the fucking niggas who call on Jesus all goddamn day. Because you in a gray spot. The Bible fucked your head up. The way you taking this shit got you fucked up more than niggas who call on Jesus every day. Send you a fucking hug on that shit. See, this is why I can kill that. We can get away from the book. I bring you back to my son. This is what's in all children. When I speak of my son, something your boy Jesus to the church folks who believe in this shit. I can move it over to those who say not God, but say the Most High. I can bring it in to those who feel like they in the spirituality. Then you niggas should be able to see inside your fucking body. And you should be able to see inside. Bitch, if Jesus came here, ain't no if. He came here, walked on water, healed all these people. What the fuck make you think the rest of us ain't doing more than what he could do? Bitch, please, I can fly, motherfuckers. You crazy. Why wouldn't I be able to fly? You got to be out of your mind. See, people don't even try to think about what they read, those who read the Bible, or don't even try to think. You just hear us run our mouth, and then your fucking brain just stands still, right? So, in saying that, you won't even process what people are saying. You already programmed to not even hear. You already programmed with your fucking technology all over the place, texting every goddamn body. You already programmed for shit to go on one ear and out the other because this world has been brainwashed to the teeth. But I know a young man that I gave birth to that could bring bodies back from the dead, that removed bullets from kids his age that got shot. I know a young man, honey, that I gave birth to, honey. And he ain't the only one that removing disease from people, honey. I know a child that can tell you everything about your fucking soul, honey. That can take your mind into your heart in a way that you couldn't do yourself. I know a young man, again, that wrote 18 books that's so fucking powerful. When the world get these books, I'm talking about everybody who never even knew he was on the planet. The people who going to read this scroll in this book, they going to know exactly who he is. They going to cry. This book going to melt in their fucking hearts. And they ain't going to be misunderstood the way you misunderstand the Bible. The way all of you people who calling on Jesus' name, why the fuck you don't ask God what's his other names? You know what I'm saying? Why you just believe only what you see in the Bible? Won't you go deeper than the Bible? God told you that. Seek my face. Paul told you it wasn't no excuse. Paul already killed the fucking church. The book of Exodus already killed the church. It told you not to fuck with it. That's a goddamn shame. Brother O, can we wrap this up? I done spit so much fire, so powerful. Let the people process this, Brother O. Because this is...
Well, first of all, you got... Listen, before I go into my Ngozi time, you got another call in line for you at this time. Hi.
Welcome to the Jesus Show. Hello. Who's calling?
This is Tiana Speaks. I'm calling in to support your show. How are you?
Thank you, love. Peace, sister.
So are you sitting down?
Huh?
Are you sitting down?
Do I need to be standing up?
I love the responses, I swear. So I hope everybody listening, I want to say, you know, I need to congratulate International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee Christine Powell on her WBNN all-time connection record with her 40th all-time and third consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. Congratulations, Christine. You did it again.
Thank you. That's why you asked was I sitting down. I got it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I just want to say, you know, I know you're not looking for it, but I just want to say I'm very proud of you and your strengths, and, you know, may you continue, you know, to be strong and prosperous like you always are. You know, I wanted to call in to support you.
Oh, thank you. And same to you on your journey and everything about your journey. Honor to you, the best to you. Even through the tough times, shall we continue to be conquerors in our footsteps. You know what I'm saying? Right into glory, man. Perfect health and perfect sight to you, mamas.
Thank you. And guess what? And I am the newest intern host of WBNN. And my show is on December...
When is your show,
December,
baby?
December 29th at 9:30, and it's part two, and I was talking about truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. And my special guest is Tajiri, a.k.a. the Rich Twin, which is the wife of, you know, the late King Gold Kid and the legend.
Cool. Yo, that's dope. Yo, we so talented and our intelligence. We just so dope, man, as a people and such and such and such and such. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you. Congratulations, honestly. Congratulations.
Thank you, girl. I know I'm aggressive, but why not? So much love to you, brother. Oh.
Call me. To fix you.
All right, y'all.
Call me. Satisfaction.
And you
can
street.
Call me. When you need someone to fix you.
All right, y'all. Clap your hands, just clap your hands, just clap your hands, just clap your hands, just clap.
Oh, sugar girl, you sexy thing. I like the way you swing.
All right, y'all.
I always wanna be your lover. I always wanna be your lover. You can call me. A fix or two.
Right,
girl, you know how we do.
Wow.
Gotta get with you. You can hit me on the phone.
Wow.
My number, I'll be waiting.
Right,
when I see you, we'll be anticipating.
Wow.
Girl.
night she was behind me. Gave a little of the marijuana woman. Up in the sauna. She was a weird girl, but she needed a fix. I hit it, Wu-Tang style, caught up in the mix. What signs? I need to exercise. Black Street need a fix, going nationwide. In your neighborhood, in your valley, in your town.
One more can I say tonight, you know, my hands is on the wheels of steel. You'll be all right. First of all, I'm so glad that the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2022 spit her fire tonight. Hughes herself. You can't deal with it. You can't deal with WBNN. We have advertising through Ngozi Tai Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi _ time. Or that I'm a little bit Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay day lay. That goes for my and gmail.com. And I am, of course, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. But most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, when he goes here saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And, of course, congratulations. Hitting the 40 mark. Greatness in our legendary dynasty. To Christine Powell. Mwah! That's right. And, of course, back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. It should have been enshrining, but, you know, I'm just saying. Christine Powell. She's us, the winner, please us.
Oh, I'm going to win the championship, and so is Terrace. Jerry's going to win again. Tatiana, we all. Angela, we're going to do it. Hoonie, you know. Oh, my Philly. Oh, he's sexy. Oh, he got to win. We got to get him in there, too, because he already a winner. Oh, never mind.
Here we go. Girl, you got it going on. To the break of dawn. From your head to your toes. Cause Black Street knows. You're the sexy move maker. And the crazy rough shaker. Just go with the flow. Cause I want you to know. Just come to me.
I want
for your good love, and I've been waiting patiently. So come closer, please, and I will show you the way. Love and ecstasy tonight, cause it's hard to find real love. So baby, won't you try me?
I'm tips and makeup. With the crazy rough shake up. They go with the solo, baby. And I want you to know.
Life is too short to spend it all alone. We could be together, make a happy home. If you just open up to me. For ifs and maybes, I want you to tell me right now that you're good to go, and we will flow to the swing, and forever you will be mine. Oh, oh, hey, won't you be mine? Won't you be mine, baby?
I need you,
oh,
baby, baby, let's spend some time.
Girl, you got it going on. To the break of dawn. From your head to your toes. Cause Black Street knows. You're the sexy move maker. You're the crazy rum shaker. Just go with the flow.
Hey.
Got it going on to the break of dawn.
I was break of dawn.